Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Serve a God that loves us so.
Yes, yes.
And Lord, I just want to say we bless your word today. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know you said in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word. So Lord, we just want to give you the word about 5 or 10 minutes. Just to tell you thank you for Sister Pope for 85 years. You gave it to us. And now you came back down. Oh Lord, the scripture said that everything that had breath, praise ye the Lord.
Yeah.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Brand new greetings for Green Brooklyn Baptist Church.
Amen.
708 University Street. Where Sister Pope was a member of.
Yes, yes.
Thank God for my wife and
yes.
Son.
Amen.
And stand up. Stand up, sister.
Amen. Amen.
And Eugene.
Amen.
You pray for me, guys.
Amen.
Down, Eugene. Share the burden of preaching the gospel, Reverend Carl and Reverend Freer, and all that are here under the sound of my voice. I'm not going to be too long, about 5 minutes, I say, amen. Pastor. About 5 minutes, huh? Gather the word, I'm going to use the theme, I fought a good fight.
Yeah.
2 Timothy,
yes.
Chapter 4. We have the Bibles, read, you know, thank this. Amen. Let it read as chapter 4, verse 6. He said, for I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Yes.
So I spoke now.
Right.
Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day.
Yeah.
And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearance. Now he's talking to Timothy. What should he say? Do thou diligently to come shortly unto me. Now drop down, verse 11. He said, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring it with thee, for he's profitable to me for the ministry. You may be seated.
Amen, amen.
I want to talk for myself to the end when I come to the end of my journey.
Amen.
We all got a journey.
Yes.
Y'all
yes.
Not.
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
When I come to the end of my journey. Now, I don't know about nobody else, but I'm talking about my journey. See, God says hi and look low.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Now, Jesus Christ, I think I heard that he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And then he said, in my Father's house, I mean, in me. And then he gets sarcastic. He said, if it were not so. I'm talking to somebody. If it were not so.
Yeah.
Y'all know the word, don't you? Then he jumps down, Pastor Clark, and say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father. Right? So I'm trying to help somebody let you know that if you ain't got your business fixed.
Say that.
I'm going to give you the scripture. It says Romans 10:9-10.
Right.
Her sister be in the back, and I get happy with it sometimes, and she get the clap in her hand.
Yeah.
You know she's full of fire.
Yeah.
And God is fire.
Yeah.
Don't you tell Jeremiah? Huh? Jeremiah says, God, fire. Shut up in my mouth. I'm talking to somebody.
So
what I'm trying to tell you is only that Sister Lapo. Ain't nothing I can say to hurt her or to harm her. Because the books are closed. I'm talking to you.
That's right.
I just want to let you know that God says hi and looks low. And he's looking and looking. He's looking and looking. In other words, he's looking to see who I can send next to take her place.
All right.
To go out and tell somebody about the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
But the gift of God is eternal life. That's what I'm going to see. That's what he said. And so he said, for all have sinned. You all are sinners.
Yeah.
Saved by grace.
And
I'm saved. And you saved. If you ain't saved, Romans 10:9, he said, that thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
And he said, for with the heart man be unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
That's the word, man. Now here we have Paul. Paul, we know that killed Christians. We'd all have been on the Damascus Road before. I ain't got all my cross every team myself. I'm still struggling.
Amen.
Still strength.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on, somebody up and help.
Amen.
We all have looked and got some, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
But Jesus coming at you right now. All of us will be running out that door. Because we all done stuff, and we still doing things.
Yeah.
That's why Romans 10:19 said, if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth, and shall believe in thy heart, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt. Paul is telling Timothy. Because Timothy was young when he came to church at first. He was young. He knew his grandma, Lois, and Eunice, and him. And he used to see this child coming to church. But now he done got somewhere, you know, about in his mid-20s or whatever. I don't know what time, how old he was. But Paul was giving him instruction. He said, preach the word, Pastor Paul. Be yesterday this season. Because some people ain't going to want to hear the word of God.
Right.
No, they want to save you.
Right.
But
right.
I heard they said, all seen you.
Will soon. Be over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't get mad. I'm Mr. Mailman. You know, when the mailman brings you some mail, you don't get mad with him.
Right. Yeah.
What you get mad with him for? He's Mr. Mailman. Yeah. Get mad with God. It's God's what I'm talking about. Ain't God's what I'm I sent you all the service, and I heard all the people, children, and nephews, and all them talking about how good Sister Lamport was. She was.
Yes,
she was a member of New Jerusalem Baptist Church.
Yes,
and she was a fireburner.
She
could pray like a Lord. She could pray, man. But what I want to know, God want to know who can take our place.
That's right.
But anyway, that's what I'm saying. Paul here, he writes to me. He said, but watch thou in all things, he's trying to tell me. Because didn't that Paul say, study to show thyself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth? In other words, he's telling Timothy to study, because there will be some people that's going to come behind you and try to trap you up.
Right.
You know, and all that kind of thing. Y'all might got that mama around. I'm some people coming to me and trying to tell the pastor what to do. I want to do it this way. I want to do it that way. The 999 ain't but one angel in the house. I got that way. That's my mind. It's my name. I'm trying to help somebody let you know that Pastor Kevin Morris is the pastor. You can't go over his head.
All right.
But some people do that. But anyway, back to the church. He said, make full proof of thy ministry. See, Paul knew that when he was on the road to Damascus, he met the Lord on that road, didn't he? Because over in Acts chapter 8 and verse 3, you write it down in him, I'll be finished, throw it out right now. Acts 8:3, he said he made hell out of the church.
In other words, he was destroying the church and doing all kind of crazy stuff. That you do, that I do. I've done some things that I can't do. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. Yeah. In the ark and the finisher of my faith. I thank God for him. Because he was made a way for you, Jesus. I had a praying grandma and a praying mom. I was out there running, doing everything I could be big enough to do. But because of Jesus and because of his grace and his mercy, was shut up from the apostle. Look what he said. He said, now I can't say this, you know, because Paul was full of the Holy Ghost. He said, for now I am now ready to be off. In other words, I'm waiting on them boys talking about when I'm ready. Because I got my business fixed. Have you got your business fixed yet? I'm talking to the living. Because we're going to go that way one day, sooner or later. I'll say it. Because Hebrews 9:27 says, as it is appointed unto man, once to death, and after that to judgment. So I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but you better believe one thing, that this is going to happen one day.
Yeah.
If Christ don't crack the sky.
That's right.
But I'm trying to help you and let you know that you got to get your business fixed. Yeah. Or sometimes I'll be sitting in the car with my wife, I don't say nothing. Yeah. Because I know God said, I am the Prince of Peace. You don't like all that confusion.
Yeah.
You don't like all that honking. And when you see trouble, you turn your and turn it in your eye and say, no, let's pray for this person. Let's pray for this man. Let's pray for this woman. You got to know how to deal with people. Jesus said in his word in St. Luke 9:22, if any man come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me daily. You got to deny yourself and say, Lord, I'm denying myself so you can follow me. I'm going to follow you because when you're following God, you can't go wrong. Who's going to be talking? But you're going to see me there. That's how the boys get over in Acts, didn't they? They say, we ignorant. They ignorant. And they unlearned. But they did. Oh, y'all ain't hearing. That's in Acts 4:11-12:13. Go read. He said, this is the stone which was set in New York. We should become the only one but two of them. Turn the city upside down. And now it's two right here. Paul was on his way to go home to the Lord. He said, I have fought a good fight. In other words, Paul was trying to tell him, look, I've been shipwrecked. I've been beaten, left for dead. Because God did tell Ananias in 9th chapter. In around that 16th verse, don't read it out the Bible yet. He said, go thou way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. For I will show him how much great thing he must suffer for my name's sake. It's in Acts chapter 9:60. Go for it, you know what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell somebody, we're going to suffer sometimes. We're going to have some issues sometimes. All of us got issues. All of us have things in life that we don't want to deal with. But sometimes we got to deal with them because God got to show and see how strong we are and to strengthen us. We got to be strengthened sometimes. If everything is on a silver platter, we don't know. God is a God that knows your upsets.
Yes.
And you're down for it.
Yes.
What he say now? I fought a good fight. And he said, I have finished my course. Now, can you say that today?
All right.
No, I can't say it.
All right.
I'm trying, though.
Yeah.
And you try.
Yes.
But we got to be some help.
Yes.
We need the Lord to help
us. Yeah.
We get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Because we get up in the morning, sometimes we don't want to get on them old jobs. I work downtown, so I don't know what, you know, I'm not going to talk about that when you're saying them people downtown. You don't know what all I go through. Talking about you. Lying on me. Bad false witnesses. But Jesus said, bless them that curse you. bless them that curse you. That's what we have to do. But if you feel with the Spirit, if you feel with the Holy Ghost, you'll bless them anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You'll say, Lord, I want to thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Because
then
like Jesus tell them in 18th chapter of Matthew, Peter said, how often should I forgive my brother? 7 times? And they said, no, 7 times, 7 in 1 day.
Yeah.
We got to get it together. Because let me tell you something, all this money we're running for and all that other money, we got to keep it. But Paul said, we brought nothing into this world. And Satan.
Good enough.
We brought nothing into this world. Back to the text. I fought a good fight.
That
was the last 14.
Yeah.
And she'd always tell me, Pastor, preach a good sermon. Yeah, I'm gonna, you know, but I'm trying to, she was trying to encourage me.
Right.
See, all the time, we got to encourage one another.
That's
don't put people down.
Right.
No, I said, if you ain't got nothing to say, do it, don't say nothing.
Right.
The book said, the old folks were something. Y'all look like the old folks down in the country. 200 days worth the battle. Huh? Sitting on the porch. On the air. That little porch. On the air. 200 miles, 100 miles an hour. I'm talking to somebody over here. I'm talking to somebody over here. 200 miles. Huh? Y'all know what I'm talking about. They're speaking on YouTube. And then they be singing a song, and then they start moaning. But see, they say the devil don't know what you're saying. Am I talking to somebody up here? You talking to somebody up here? Huh? You know what you're saying? See, I'm trying to tell you right now, let me say the old way is the best way. Because Jeremiah said, thus said the Lord, stand in the way and seek and ask for the old path, which is the good way, and walk therein. Jeremiah 6:6. But let me tell you something. So many people have got away from the old way.
Mm-hmm.
Praying in school.
Uh-huh.
Now we out of school. Everything you can look at. We out of school, right? But we got to deal with that because why not? We're in a different day now. We're living in a different time than back then.
Right.
But the old way is the best way.
Right.
We have to fight. And then the next day, guess what? We make it better. We ain't doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know it. Shooting on every
corner.
Cheering and shooting. We losing our children because we ain't practicing what we got. I know what grandma used to say. We say our prayer when Johnny Carson come on. They said, enough black wall people. You just get in that bed at 10 o'clock. We was in the bed. Y'all know Johnny Carson? Galatians 6:9. Let us But they had a velvet night for the Lord. You hear me this morning? I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm trying to tell you, if you ain't got no relationship with God, you better get one. He's the one. Put money in your feet. He's the one to put money in your pocket. He's the one when the doctor say you got cancer. He'll turn that cancer around. I'm going to talk to somebody. He'll turn that shit around. He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it.
He's the one.
I know. He saved me. I have kept the faith. See, one thing we got to have is faith.
Amen.
I don't care what you're going through, you got to have faith.
You're
right. Because the Bible says, Hebrews 11 says, for it is impossible to please you. For he that come to him must believe that he is.
Yeah.
And that he is a reward of them that diligently seeks him.
Yeah.
So you got to say, I'm coming, Lord, but I'm coming in faith.
Uh-huh.
Tears may be in my eyes. But I'm coming anyway.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming, Lord, asking you for help because I don't know other hand, no other help I know besides you, oh Lord, because you got all power in your hands.
Yeah.
And I know that you got power to make that demon leave me alone. You got power, Lord, to let the demon know that you're the one that with your hand hope. You got power, Lord.
Power.
You got power.
Power.
And he said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. See in Revelation chapter 12. Chapter 11. The Bible says the accuser of our brother accused them day and night. But I heard, that's chapter 10. But I heard in chapter 11, the Bible says they overcame by the
testimony.
And they love their lives not unto people.
Yeah.
Huh? So you got to tell that devil, devil, get out of my way, because he'll talk to you now.
He'll talk to you.
I was in the store the other day.
He sure will.
Walmart. I saw some reels. One pack say such and such. The other pack say such and such. The devil was saying, take that cake off there and put on that. Hush up!